Arlene decided against reminding Aunt Violet that she had said lion, not tiger. Arlene's mom and dad had been talking earlier that morning about how Aunt Violet seemed to be forgetting things lately. Dad had said that sometimes people forgot things as they get older, but Mom had still looked worried. Arlene had been upset by the way they talked about Aunt Violet. "She's not getting old," she had muttered defensively. "She's perfectly healthy and fit." Then she grabbed her bike and rode as fast as she could to Aunt Violet's house. But when Aunt Violet said tiger instead of lion, Arlene began to worry. Maybe Aunt Violet was getting older. She did seem to forget where her glasses were a lot. And sometimes she didn't hear the telephone ring. Arlene made a silent promise to herself to be more helpful to Aunt Violet, but she would never mention the memory mistakes. Ever since Arlene was in kindergarten, Aunt Violet had always come to her art shows and soccer games and plays. She always cheered louder than anyone else at soccer games, and it was always Aunt Violet's hearty cackle that Arlene could hear above the rest of the audience when Arlene had a funny line in the school play. Arlene heard Aunt Violet mutter about an umbrella. Quickly locating the umbrella behind the stand, she handed it to her aunt. Then Aunt Violet said she'd run to Porter's store to get fabric for the tiger. As the rain pelted the window, Arlene shuddered. It was too stormy for Aunt Violet to go to the store. Arlene suggested they could make a lion out of old fabric. But Aunt Violet insisted they needed new fabric. Arlene finally gave up. How many times had Dad said that she had definitely inherited her aunt's stubborn streak? So, instead of protesting, Arlene helped her aunt into her raincoat. Aunt Violet told Arlene to stop looking so worried. "Honestly, I am just going down the street. I'll be back in 10 minutes." And with that, Aunt Violet opened the door and marched confidently into the rain.